When I was 13 years old, my family moved from the big city of Wichita, Kansas, to a small town in Nebraska, Columbus, Nebraska. And it turns out that it was a good move for me, because in Wichita, I went to this sprawling new junior high school. It was so big that I could barely make it from gym class to English class in the 5-minute passing period, because it was so, the halls were so long. And I felt like I was just lost there in the huge number of students who were there. I was just a nobody. And when we got to our new town, a small town, the school was old and comfortable. It seemed like everyone knew everybody. I made friends right away. I just loved that little town. In the fall, I could walk home, and the elm trees that arched over the street would have leaves that were just littering the sidewalk, and I could kick them as I walked along. I loved that little town. I like small towns because it seems like people are more open. And the pace of life is a little slower. You know, in small towns, people have to treat each other with a certain amount of respect, because you know that you're going to be with these people probably for a long, long time. So I like small towns. Our prophet Micah today in the Old Testament lesson was from a small town outside Jerusalem. It's called Moresheth. And in the eyes of the people of the city, Micah was just a kind of a country bumpkin, somebody from outside. He was really just a nobody. Many of the prophets were from outside Jerusalem, because it seems like it takes a certain amount of distance, a certain amount of perspective, to be able to understand what's really going on in the city, in Jerusalem. The prophets were the ones who could see the hypocrisy and the injustice and the cruelty that was going on in Jerusalem. They were the only ones with the ability to really critique the system. Somebody who was outside had to be able to come in and look at the system. And Micah said in his prophecy, he said, "You heads of Jacob, you rulers of Israel, should you not know justice? You who tear the skin off my people and eat the flesh off their bones." So he could be pretty strong in his denunciation of what he thought was wrong. Micah could see the injustice and the inequality, and he prophesied that someday a true king was going to come who would bring justice. And this new king would not come from Jerusalem, but would come from outside the city. Instead, he would not come from Jerusalem, but instead he would be born from this small town of Bethlehem. He said, "But you, O Bethlehem, are one of the little clans of Judah. From you shall come forth a ruler. He will stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord." Bethlehem, just a little town off in the countryside, really a no place. Not much to it. But the one thing it had going for it was that it was the birthplace of King David, some 250 years before the time of Micah. You remember the story from 1 Samuel, where the prophet Samuel is told by God to go and anoint one of the sons of Jesse, who lives in Bethlehem. So he goes to Bethlehem, and he can't find one of the sons, the right son, until David, the smallest one, the youngest son, comes, and Samuel anoints him. So Micah said that this new king that was going to be born someday is going to be in the line of David, and is going to come from Bethlehem. So this prophecy was written down, and it was remembered. Everyone knew it. It was kind of in the consciousness of everybody, but the years went by. Centuries and centuries went by, and this little town of Bethlehem just lay there waiting, same buildings, same roads, same fields, same people, generation to generation, same moon, same stars, all that time waiting for the son of David to be born. So it was no surprise, really, when the earliest Christians discovered that Jesus had actually been born in Bethlehem, the son of David. Mary and Joseph were not from Bethlehem, but because they had to go to Bethlehem for the census, Jesus happened to be born in the city of David and fulfilled the prophecy. Well, what all this tells us is that God works through the ordinary and the humble and the unknown. Today we said the beautiful song of Mary, the Magnificat, Canticle 15. Mary is, her soul is lifted up, and she says, God has looked with favor on his lowly servant. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. Mary was not of royal birth. She was not famous. She was not from the big city. She was just an unknown teenage girl who said yes to God. You know, one of the things I like about a small church is that we all know everybody. In a small church, there's a place for everyone. No matter who you are, you've got a place in a church. We all know that we have to live with each other, and so we kind of are polite to each other so that we can keep our relationships up. I like that about a small church. When we have meetings or Bible study, everyone has a say. Even the quiet people have a chance to say something, because there are no nobodies in a small church. Well, I think that's the way it is with God. God comes to each of us. God speaks to each of us. God listens to each of us. There are no nobodies with God. Just as God came to this small town of Bethlehem, God comes to each of us. And just as Christ came to Bethlehem, Christ comes to each of us. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Amen.